I mean, you get to a point in life where there's things that you're just not supposed to be doing anymore. I keep them away in here, just in case anyone comes around and, you know, starts to ask any questions. It's like there's some sort of invisible threshold, and there's a realization that you even have to start thinking about these kind of things. Okay. Keys. Protection. Always very important. But there's something about doing it under the cover of darkness which is liberating, you know? It's funny, because getting older, I feel increasingly conflicted between what I feel like doing on the inside and what that actually might look like from the outside. And those kind of thoughts can be quite intrusive.
You should live in a better neighbourhood.
Why don't you own a house?
You're too old to wear that now.
Who are you kidding?
So, I go at night so that I can't be seen and judged. Because, let's face it, a middle-aged woman learning to roller skate on a tennis court in the middle of the night on some roller skates that cost £1 from a charity shop is
tragic,
weird,
ridiculous,
sad,
pitiful,
shameful,
weird,
embarrassing. I feel like people would say, at my age, I should probably be thinking about having a child,
not behaving like one.
When I was a kid in the 80s, it was all about roller discos. It'd be in the sports hall, there'd be a bloke with a mobile disco, there'd be lights flashing. I was definitely never one of those cool kids that had their own black boots and the neon wheels and the big tongue sticking out the front and leg warmers and stuff like that. I was a kid hanging by the side rails in the plastic higher boots that never fit me quite right and gave you massive blisters. I guess the aim really is quite an elegant, graceful kind of state of flow. And to achieve a steady rhythm and pace to things.
There's stars. It's really
I find it kind of meditative, you know, concentrating on the body, just going around and round and round and round.
Okay. Oh yeah. Here we go.
Responsibility.
Career.
Stability.
It's like all those thoughts stay on the outside. You know, just on the other side of that fence.
Laid alike.
And I imagine that when I look at myself, that I'm lean and I'm brown and I'm gliding effortlessly down a boulevard by a sparkling blue ocean, looking fabulous in hot pants.
Warm, sun-kissed, 20 years old.
Okay, here we go. Back up.
Totally deluded.
Yeah, I haven't given up yet.